Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. A year ago, the county began handing over its recycling program to a provincial body called Circular Materials Ontario. It is an industry group now responsible for all recycling across the province. The county will continue to collect the garbage and organic waste. It will still run the community recycling centers, and it is still in charge of the landfill. In this interview, Adam McHugh, the person in charge at the county, will explain the changes taking place, what is the same, and what is different. You will want to listen carefully so you can make sure you're taking advantage of the new system. I'm so pleased to have with me today Adam McHugh, Associate Director of Operations at Northumberland County. Welcome back to Consider This.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
Are you still the person in charge of recycling at Northumberland County?
No, that used to be one of the many tasks that I was responsible for, but that now has become the responsibility of producers, and that's being overseen by an organization called Circular Materials Ontario. They are now responsible for looking after recycling throughout the entire province of Ontario.
So what is your job like now then with these changes that have come into effect at the beginning of this year?
So I look after a lot of things here at the county. So I look after road operations, waste operations, and facilities maintenance as well for all of our buildings and our network of social housing buildings as well. But under the waste umbrella, even though we don't look after curbside recycling anymore, we still have to look after garbage. We have to look after green bin. We have to look after the community recycling centers and all the diversion programs that we have there and the perpetual care of our closed landfill sites and planning for what we do with our garbage when our Brighton landfill gets full.
Well, that would keep you busy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Before we get too deep in the weeds, we better identify the players then. Who is Circular Materials Ontario?
So Circular Materials Ontario is, I'm going to throw another acronym at you, a producer responsibility organization, or PRO. So the province, the legislation used to be that municipalities and producers were responsible for a recycling program. Municipalities administered the program, oversaw it, and producers had to pay 50% of the net cost. The province has changed that legislation so that producers are 100% responsible for the program, the cost, as well as the operation of the program. So in the past, the county used to run the program and we would get some of our costs offset by producers. Now the producers are fully responsible and they've discharged their responsibility to Circular Materials Ontario, who works on their behalf.
Now, people might be familiar with the Miller trucks that come by to pick up our garbage and recycling currently. Are they going to continue to do this?
Yes. So Miller will continue to do the collection. So when the county was responsible for recycling, we didn't have county staff doing the collection. We had a contract and we paid Miller Waste. We would put the contract out every 8 years. And the last contract, Miller Waste was responsible. They were the successful. So they've been doing the garbage and the green bin and the recycling collection. Under the new regime, Miller is still going to be collecting garbage and green bin under a contract with the county. And Miller Waste also has a contract with Circular Materials Ontario to continue to provide the curbside collection of recyclables from residents in Northumberland County as well for the foreseeable future. So there will really be no change in what residents see at curbside because it's the exact same contractor doing the exact same service.
Then there's also Anterra Environmental, who purchased the recycling plant in Grafton. What role do they play locally?
So, MTER, again, when the county was responsible, we owned an operating facility in Grafton so that we could process the recyclables that got collected at curbside. Knowing that we're no longer responsible for that, we sold that MRF to MTERA back in 2024. So they have been operating that facility for the last 2 years and will continue to operate it. It's theirs. They also have a contract with Circuit Materials Ontario to process the recyclables that are being generated and collected in Northumberland County. So Miller is still continuing to collect those recyclables, and those materials are still being brought to the recycling facility in Grafton.
When you were speaking, you use an acronym MRF, which I believe stands for
Material Recovery Facility.
So when someone at home puts out their recycling, it's going to be Miller that's going to be picking it up. It's still going to be going to our local recycling plant. It's just that you guys don't have anything to do with that operation anymore. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's correct, yes.
Now, will there be any changes then to the items that people can put out in their recycling, or will all of that still be the same?
So there has been no diminishment. Actually, what has happened is there are more items you can now place out in recyclables. So now residents can put out things like chip bags and candy wrappers, toothpaste tubes, things like that, that styrofoam that we never allowed in the program. Those are now allowed to be put in the blue box as well. So Circuit Materials does have a dedicated website that residents can go to find out what additional materials are allowed to be placed out in recycling and where those items are to be placed, whether it's in the blue box or the gray box.
Do you have a web address for that website?
I don't have it in front of me here, but I could flip that to you if you'd like.
Will people still need to separate things like plastics and cans from paper products? I mean, are we still going to have our blue box and our gray box?
Yes, so the blue and the gray box will still exist. It's still a two-stream recycling program here in Northumberland County. And like I said, those additional items that the producers have said are now allowed to go into the recycling, they'll either go into the blue or the gray box. I know that, for example, the chip bags and candy wrappers, things like that, the pet food bags, Circuit Materials have basically said that they would like all those materials to be put into the gray box. So that's where those items will go. The toothpaste tubes and deodorant, empty deodorant canisters, those can go into the blue box as containers material.
Will there be any changes in the times and the dates when our recycling gets picked up, or is it going to be the same, and is it going to be coordinated with our garbage as well?
So for the foreseeable future, under this existing contract with Miller, the dates and times that residents put recycling out will stay the same as their garbage and green bin. Now, that being said, we always tell residents make sure stuff out at curbside by 7 a.m. because while you may get accustomed to the truck not coming by until 10 o'clock in the morning, there could be a breakdown or something happens where they have to change how they do their collection routes. So we just always say it's best practice to put your material out at 7 a.m. and at some point during that day it will get collected. But right now there will be no change. We won't have residents putting garbage out on one day and recycling picked up on another day. Now in the future that could change, but for the time being we haven't heard anything different.
What if someone drops off items to one of the recycling centers? What's going to happen there? Is anything going to change?
No, nothing will change there. So we have entered into a contract with Circuit Materials as well. To continue to accept recyclable materials at our CRCs. So we will get reimbursed for accepting that, and Circuit Materials will make sure that the material that gets received at those CRCs gets sent to a material recovery facility to be processed. So residents can still bring that material in. It is accepted free of charge. If you bring that material in, a dedicated load of recyclables, it will be accepted free of charge. Residents will still have to sort the paper material separate from their container materials, but it'll be the same as it was before the start of this year.
When you were making the transition, was there any talk about curbside pickup in some of the rural areas that don't receive it now?
So the legislation, basically, the way it was rolled out was basically that whatever service was in place in 2019 was to be maintained going forward. That's not to say that the producers can't choose to increase a level of service. For example, the rural ward of Port Hope currently does not receive curbside collection. They bring their materials to the Hope transfer station. But Circuit Materials could make the decision in the future to offer a curbside collection program instead of a depot type program that they have in place now. But right now, we're not aware of any change to that.
What about if I'm a business in the county? Will it be impacted?
So, yes. Now we've made provisions at the county, so hopefully there is limited disruption, but the legislation for recycling is very clear that producers are only responsible and obligated to collect materials from residential properties and other facilities that are like residential. The county has historically provided, and most municipalities in Ontario had historically provided, collection of recyclables from smaller businesses as well on their curbside collection routes. So the producers are no longer collecting that material from smaller businesses. So County Council were supportive of basically implementing a dedicated collection program for recyclables from the roughly 900 small businesses that have historically received curbside collection from the county. So we've retained Miller Waste to do that dedicated collection. So there will be a truck driving around the county collecting recyclables just from smaller businesses that historically received that collection. It is being done over the course of 5 days, as opposed to four, for residential. So there are some businesses that are seeing a change to the day on which they set their recycling out for collection. And in some instances, the collection day for recyclables is different from their regular garbage and green bin collection day.
This is something that people will want to be very clear about. We're only talking about small businesses that receive collection now through the old system. But going forward now, they're going to get this new system that you've just talked about offered by the county.
That's correct. Like we've never offered a collection service to larger industrial type properties. Typically, what our bylaw said that is we would provide collection provided that you're not generating more than 20 containers of recyclables on a weekly basis, and the materials are the same as what residents are putting out in a blue and a gray box. So any commercial property, smaller business that was using the service, a curbside collection service, getting that service prior to this year, will continue to get that. And if there are some businesses that are finding they're not getting that collection, they can reach out to the county and we'll ensure that they don't get missed.
So if anybody has a question, they can phone the county and get some answers or confirm the services that'll be offered. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Everybody that we were aware of from a small business perspective, we did send out a dedicated letter to them in December to let them know about the change and what specific day they would be getting collection. But that's not to say we got everybody. So
if someone has a concern or a question about picking up recycling, who should they reach out to now under this new system?
Yeah. So if the question is related to garbage or green bin, they can continue to contact the county at our waste hotline number or email us. But if it's specific to a question or a concern about recycling, whether it's what goes out or a miscollection issue, those are to be, you can either call Miller Waste at their 1-800 number. So it's their number is 1-888-852-4723. Or residents can email Miller Waste at area8@millerwaste.ca.
Now, you've already been very clear about the fact that garbage pickup is going to remain the same. It's the same contractor, county still in charge. Is there any changes to the garbage collection that people should be aware of starting in this new year?
No, there's not any change so far planned for garbage bag tags. Basically, the revenue that we generate on an annual basis is about $3.4 million we generate in revenue from the sale of bag tags. Our contract with Miller to provide the curbside collection of garbage and green bin and leaf and yard waste is just under $4 million a year. So the bag tag revenue doesn't cover the entire cost of the garbage and green bin and leaf and yard waste collection, let alone the cost to process the food waste and have it composted or to pay for the landfill space that's being consumed by that waste. So historically, we were getting a portion of the recycling collection contract costs covered by producers. Now we're seeing that we don't have to pay any of that cost. So our overall collection contract cost has gone down, but the revenue we're generating from bag tags will stay the same. Except we're not envisioning any change to in 2026. There'll be no change to the price of a bag tag. It's going to remain the same. And the requirement for bag tags on every bag of garbage will still remain the same.
But we have some fancy looking new tags that we can put on our garbage now, can't we?
Yes, we've changed up the color, so they've gone from the green that we've used for a number of years to a purple with a bit of a gold foil on them as well, just to make sure that they're a good secure tag that we can identify them and make sure that they're the proper tag being used by residents.
So, does the county have any say at all now in recycling, or are you totally divorced from it?
We are essentially totally divorced from it. That being said, we did collaborate with Circular Materials for the 2026 calendar. They've contributed financially towards that calendar so that there is still information in our calendar about, what is recyclable, what recycling days are, things like that. That information. So we did collaborate with that. I mean, if we are hearing concerns, we'll try to bring those to the attention of Circular Materials, but Circular Materials have made it very clear that, they want to foster those relationships with residents one-on-one, so they'd prefer to hear from residents directly versus hearing it through the county.
You've been very clear that organics will still be collected, but what about yard waste? What about hazardous waste? What about the diversion programs like asphalt, shingles, and lumber, stuff like that?
Yeah, so we will continue to promote and accept and collect food waste. We're hoping to get more participation in that. We know that there is still some food waste in the garbage bags, and we'd like to see people do as much as they can to divert that food waste from landfill. It definitely benefits us. It benefits the environment by keeping that food waste out of landfill and reducing greenhouse gases. Hazardous waste is still being accepted at Brighton and Bewdley 3 days a week at each one of those locations. We do have a couple of weekend events, Fridays and Saturdays in Seymour. That's all on our calendar. This year, actually, we implemented a mattress diversion program at our community recycling centers, and that's been hugely successful. We're going to divert about 9,000 mattresses a year from going into the Brighton landfill. And when we figure out the volume of space that saves, it's about a third of a year's worth of capacity every year is being saved at Brighton landfill by keeping those mattresses out. It's when we looked at the numbers, the volume is about the size, the area of a soccer field filled 5.5 feet deep. That's how many mattresses a year we're keeping out of the landfill.
Circular Materials Ontario is a centralized agency that's going to run the recycling program for the province. Now, it has a board that's made up of corporate people, most of them producing the stuff that we want to recycle or reduce. What incentive do people have to participate?
Well, again, I think it's very important for us. We have our own landfill. So, I mean, it's very important for us. The more that gets recycled, the less that ends up in that garbage bag that makes its way to the Brighton landfill. The new legislation is actually is good in that because more materials are now included in the blue and the gray box, that means less material is coming to the Brighton landfill. I know for example, in my kitchen, a lot of what was going into my garbage bag in my kitchen was, the chip bags, that flexible plastic wrap that comes on everything, whether it's candies or stand-up pouches, your fruit, your vegetables, all that stuff are coming in these types of packaging that weren't recyclable in the past, that now the producers are obligated to collect that material and recycle that. So from a local perspective, the more that you recycle, the less goes to landfill and the less that the longer the landfill will last us. But from the producer's perspective, they're 100% responsible for the cost now. So the hope is that they're going to start generating and making packaging that's more easy to recycle so that it's cheaper for them to recycle the packaging that they're putting out into the marketplace.
I guess the other thing that happens with this too is that, from a municipal point of view, there's nobody from municipalities that sits on this board.
I mean, if we hear it locally, if our politicians are hearing it, they can bring it through staff. Basically, there is an organization called RPRA, the Resource Productivity and Recovery Association, that is kind of the watchdog for the Ministry of the Environment that basically oversees and makes sure that producers are meeting the obligations of the Blue Box regulation. So it's up to that organization, RPRA, to enforce the Blue Box program and make sure that producers are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And if they are falling down, they're the ones to basically oversee and make sure that the corrective action is happening.
Well, when you look at the key performance indicator, for example, that dashboard that the county has, It shows that 100% of curbside collection issues are resolved within a day. But there's nothing that's specific about recycling, but that's a level of service that we've all become accustomed to. What accountability is Circular Materials Ontario going to have? Is it going to be at the same level? If somebody phones up, is it going to be looked after within a day? And how do we get that guarantee?
Well, I think there are no guarantees. That metric that we show there was for garbage and for recycling when the county was responsible. I guess the one assurance that we have right now is that it's the same contractor. Miller Waste has been doing a fantastic job over the last several years doing the collection for us. So I don't expect that you're going to see a drop off in the level of service because it is the same contractor. It's the same drivers that residents have been seeing for the last couple of years going to be continuing to pick that recycling up at their curb.
The county had set a diversion goal of 75%. And in 2019, it was at 56%. Do you know what currently is the diversion rate for the county?
We don't have a good idea on that, unfortunately, anymore, because when we looked at that, the diversion rate included all the stuff that we were keeping out of landfill, and blue box recycling was a good portion of that. Now that we're no longer involved in the Blue Box Recycling Program, we don't know exactly how much recycling within Northumberland County is being captured, how much is being recycled. So we went to council and basically suggested we want to change the metric and how it is we look at our successes. So what we're looking at now is seeing if we can basically reduce the amount of garbage per household per year in the kilograms side of things. So we're basically saying, you know, at one point in time, we knew that it was X, and we want to see that tonnage that residents are putting out as garbage continue to reduce because of the various diversion programs that are in place, whether it's something that we look after, or whether it's Circular Materials, or whether it's a tire diversion program or an e-waste diversion program that's in place. But the metric we have in place now is we're trying to see an overall reduction in the amount of garbage that a household puts out for collection on an annual basis.
So you're looking, just for example's sake, you're looking at, you know, somebody currently puts out 10 pounds of garbage a week, and you want to get it down to 5 pounds of garbage a week. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about right now?
Exactly, yes. I'm just trying to see if I can find here. I had a stat in front of me. So just for argument's sake, back in 2017, the average household in Northumberland County was disposing of 495 pounds or 495 kilograms of garbage on a yearly basis. In 2024, that had dropped to 390. So we're 105 kilograms per household less over that span of 7 years. The idea is to continue to see that drop to below 300 kilograms per household per year to get to that 75% diversion rate.
Well, some listeners may not understand just how critical this is, because what is the status of the Brighton landfill?
So the Brighton landfill, we went through an environmental assessment back in 2015 to fully line the landfill and expand it to meet our needs. And the idea was that expansion was going to meet our needs until the year 2024. Because of the various diversion efforts that have been in place in the new programs and the enhancement to recycling and the mattress diversion program and other programs we've put in place, we've actually seen the capacity, the lifespan of the landfill extended out now till around the year 2034. Now, the more we can divert, the longer we can project the life of the landfill. But as it stands now, with the programs we have in place and what we're seeing come into the landfill on an annual basis, the landfill will be full in 2034. So we're looking at, you know, 8 or 9 years from now.
Now, that may sound like a long time, but when you have to create a landfill, that's a rather complex process and takes quite a bit of time. What is taking place currently to look at and plan for a new landfill?
So this year, the county will be launching an environmental assessment to basically determine what it is we're going to do with the fraction of the garbage that we cannot divert, and how do we manage that material when the Brighton landfill is filled. So we'll have to look at a number of options. It'll likely be a study that takes 3 to 4 years to complete. Through that, we'll look at whether or not we want to ship our garbage to another landfill in Ontario, whether or not we want to look at building a new landfill in Northumberland, whether we want to expand an existing landfill, or whether we'll send our garbage to an alternative technology facility, like an energy from waste facility. Through that 3 to 4 year study, we'll come up with a preferred solution. And then if the preferred solution is to, for example, expand the landfill, then we would have to go through the design, the approvals process through the Ministry of Environment. So all in all, it's probably a 6 or 7 year process to get to where you're ready to actually pull the trigger on whatever that preferred.
I know that in the past, residents become very, very concerned when there's talk of locating a landfill in their area. How concerned should anybody be when they're learning this news today about this process and whether their community might be targeted for a potential landfill?
Well, I can say that the county right now is responsible for overseeing 9 closed landfills in Northumberland County. We monitor those to make sure there's no off-site impacts. The Brighton landfill is the next level, a new generation landfill in that it is fully lined, so there is no leachate from that landfill that goes into the ground. All the leachate is captured, it's trucked away from the facility and treated at treatment facilities. So we have very limited offsite impacts from the Brighton landfill from an odor or other sort of impacts perspective. So I mean they are designed to high environmental standards, as are energy from waste facilities or other facilities, whether it's transfer stations. So there is a lot of rigor involved in siting any sort of new facility or expanding a facility, and it really is a public process. So if the public do have concerns, we want to hear that. And at the same time, we want to be able to provide information to maybe assuage some of those concerns, put to bed some myths or some misconceptions that may be around those types of facilities.
You've mentioned a number of things that are coming up, but what is next for the County Waste Department?
So the next thing we're looking for in 2027, we're looking to basically convince council this year that in 2027 we should be implementing a construction demolition type diversion program where we would divert dimensional lumber, 2x4s, 2x6, that type of material, as well as looking at asphalt shingles as well and diverting those materials from landfills. We figure through those two streams, that's about 2,000 tons a year that is going into landfill that we could look at diverting. And from a tonnage perspective, that's about a 10% decrease on an annual basis of tonnage going into the Brighton landfill. So that's the next kind of low-hanging fruit for us.
Adam McHugh, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Robert. Appreciate it.
That was Adam McHugh, Associate Director of Operations at Northumberland County. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.